Perhaps not knowing her father was the hotel's owner was a preventable misstep. But not knowing that a Missouri sheriff forewarned of my arrival was her second cousin, that seems even now entirely beyond computation. Whatever the gears of fortune, there I sat in that immense tomb, alone but for an unwakeable cellmate who showed no evidence of being more than a corpse. His presence and condition must have been unremarkable there, as the jailer who brought food and water made no gesture towards him, or even acknowledged his existence. Late on my second night in that place, the man awoke. He told me his name was Knowles, and asked if I'd like to play a hand or two of poker. While we played, he told me of the sadness the war was causing him, turning brother against brother. Indeed, trying to disrupt such an altercation had been the cause of his imprisonment. It seemed strange that he spoke of a conflict near 30 years ended as if it were happening right outside. But I attributed this to his having just woken from such a slumber and put it out of my mind. I recall that we played until I lay down a particular hand, which Knowles stared at as if trying to remember something. "That's the last thing Hickok saw," he said, and suddenly returned to his cot without another word. The next day, I awoke to my cell door being opened. Knowles was gone. I asked when he'd been released, and the jailer looked at me like I was a madman.